Republican lawmakers in New York want to repeal a law that lets undocumented immigrants get a driver's license. They say it's caused conflict with federal law enforcement and could compromise public safety. Karen DeWitt reports.
The administration of President Donald Trump recently blocked access to trusted travel programs for New Yorkers. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, among other federal agencies, say they need to see data from New York's DMV to vet applicants for programs like Global Entry and Nexus. Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan, who met with Border Patrol officials on Monday, says the problem is even more dire. He says the agents told him that without the data, they're hampered in their fight against terrorism. Flanagan says the law needs to be reversed.
We're offering an amendment to repeal this law. It's very focused, it's very narrow, and it's very important.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has tried negotiating with the federal agencies to reach a compromise. He says he told them they could have driver's license data for New Yorkers applying for the Trusted Travel or TTP programs. And he says he's skeptical, though, that they need the DMV data to fight crime.
You want TTP? You can have TTP. You want the driver's licenses? You can have the driver's licenses. You have a theory by which we are interfering with criminal enforcement? Explain it to me.
The governor says he thinks the real reason the Trump administration wants access to the DMV data is to make it easier to deport undocumented immigrants. And the governor says he's never giving over that data. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.